Yes, I would like to speak on the issue of bonds since this is a point of contention during this election. For the record, I have stated publicly and in writing that one of the reasons I submitted my resignation as legal counsel was because my advice against using retirement funds to buy junk bonds was ignored. Much to my dismay, the governor responded directly to my resignation rather than the board chair. This only underscores the fact that the governor is intimately involved in the business of the board. The bonds are essentially paper money. Aceda took $11.72 million in real cash from the retirement fund, and Aceda gave the fund junk bonds. The problem is these bonds are known on the market as junk bonds. This means investors consider junk bonds extremely risky because they are uncertain they will receive a return on their investment. This is also why the interest rates are significantly high. The question for the government and our people is, where will we get the money to pay back these investors who bought the bonds? Our government has entered into contracts with bond investors to pay back $149 million over 20 years. The primary revenue source for bond repayment is from cigarettes, beer, and alcohol tax. However, recent reports from Customs advise there has been a huge drop in tax revenue collected at the port for these items.